Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Pei Daf Samach Tes, and we are starting the second line with the words Ramana. And in the Vilna Sur Sadaf, it's about halfway through Lamed Hey Amud Beis, a little bit above Halacha Gimel. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Maris Miriam Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Now we continue discussing when we can trust an Am Aretz. We had said previously that we cannot trust an Am Aretz when it comes to Meiser. However, there are certain circumstances that we could trust him, and one of those is when we're dealing with a Levi who's an Am Aretz. We believe him to say that the produce that he has right here is Meiser Rishon. Now we continue with that. So Rabbana Bai, Rabbana presents the following: Uben Levi Neman La'olam Afil B'Shvias. Uben Levi, which means a Levi, he's always meant to say that this produce over here is Meiser, even during a Shemitah year when we know that there's no Meiser given. He's still believed to say this is Meiser because it could be from last year. However, now we have a qualification. Amar of Bon Barchia Neman Ben Levi Loimer Meiser Baruhu. A Levi who's an Am Aretz is believed to say that this is Meiser Barur, meaning I was there when the Baal HaBayis separated this Meiser, and he's believed to the extent L'Patrim and Hasheni, even to Patrim this from Meiser Sheni. Avol Ba'Imer Nitali, but if he says this was given to me, and I know that this is my Sarishain, if he says Mishalayhin, that it belongs to him, we know that a Levi that has a field that grows a crop has to separate Maestras, but he's allowed to keep the Maestarishain for himself. So this Am Aretz, who's a Levi, says, this is my Maestarishain, Ainu Nemanin, they're not believed. And where do we get this from? Dumas Nisa, because it's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah had said, Ainu Nemanin, El Al Davar Shekain Derech Bnei Adam Neigin Kain, that an Am Aretz is only believed in regards to something which is the normal Minug. And since the Minug is to separate the Maestar when the Levi is there and give it to him, so unless Levi tells us that he was there when the Maaser was separated, we don't believe him. But then the Mishnah says that that's not so. Keni Masnisa, really this is what the Mishnah is saying. Einan Emanin El Al Davar Shekain Derech Bnei Adam, now we have to change the word Neisnin Kain. Really the Mishnah is telling us that an Am Aretz is only believed to tell us that this thing that he got is either Maaser Ani or it's Maaser Rishain, if it's normal to give such a thing. Not using the word Naigin, but using the word Neisnin, meaning this item that was given to him has to be a normal thing to give as Maaser Ani or as Maaser Rishain, and really this is referring to this next Mishnah that we're just about to learn. So Halacha Gimel begins, the Mishnah tells us, Nemanin Alachitim Ve'ein Nemanin Loyal Akalamach V'Loyal Apas. An Am Aretz, who's an Ani or a Levi, is believed to say that this wheat that I have over here, this is Maaser Ani or Maaser Rishain, but they're not believed to say that I was given this flour or I was given this bread, and this flour or bread is Maaser Rishain or Maaser Ani. And that's because it's not normal to give bread or flour, which is Maaser Rishain or Maaser Ani. It's normal to give the actual kernels of wheat or the stalks of wheat, and that's why they're not neman to say that I got it as flour or bread. Furthermore, the mission continues, Neman al Sa'ira shal Ayrez, they're believed to say that they got a stalk of rice, and again, this is talking about Maaser Ani or Maaser Rishain. However, for Neman al Love, they're not believed about rice if it's not in its stalk, Bein Chai Bein Mavushal, whether it's raw or cooked. Because once again, it's not normal to give rice to an Ani or to a Levi if it's already been taken out of its stalk. Another example, Nemanim al Apoil. They're believed to say that they got whole beans. Of Ein Nemanim, they're not believed al Agrisin regarding crushed beans, Bein Chayin Bein Mavushalin, whether they're raw or cooked. That's because people do not give crushed beans as Maaser Ani or Maaser Rishain. Another example, Nemanim al Shemen, Loimer Shal Maaser Ani. They are believed to say that I got this oil and this oil is Maaser Ani. But of Ein Nemanim al Loimer, they're not believed to say about this oil, shall they say Nikofu, that this is from Nikof olives. Now Nikof olives are kind of like underdeveloped olives that are left on the tree for the Aniyim, and was not common practice for the Baal Bayis to take these olives, crush them into olive oil, and then give them to the Aniyim. It was normal to take olives of Maaser Ani, make them into olive oil, and then give that olive oil to the Aniyim, but not the Zeisei Nikof. So therefore, if we have an Ani who's an Am Aretz that says that this olive oil is from Zeisei Nikof, he's not believed. The mission continues with another example. Nemanin al Yarek Chai, they're believed in regards to raw vegetables of Nemanin al Mavushal, but they're not believed in regards to cooked vegetables. Elim Kain Hailoi Davar Mimuat, unless he has a very small amount of cooked vegetables. Why is that? Shekain Derech Baal Bayis Lias Maitzi Malafasoi, because it is normal for the Baal Bayis to take vegetables directly out of his pot. Sometimes the Baal Bayis would start cooking a vegetable stew or something like that, and then realize that he forgot to take off Maaser Ani, so after the dish was cooked, he would take some of those vegetables out, and it was really just a very small amount, and give those to the Ani. So this Ani who's an Am Aretz has a small amount of cooked vegetables, and he says, these are Maaser Ani, so we could believe him. Now the Gemara asks a question, Maoshehei Namon Loimar, is this Am Aretz believed to say, Chitim niten li, and I was given wheat as Maaser or as Maaser Ani, v'asisi asan kemach, and I was the one that turned it into flour. Or Chitim niten li, I was given wheat, v'asisi asan pas, and I was the one that turned it into bread. Meaning he's not saying that I got flour or I got bread, he's saying I got regular wheat kernels, and I was the one that made it into flour or bread. So Gemara answers, Pshita leishu neman, of course he's believed. Now, the Mishnah had said he's not believed to say that he got flour, and even to the following extent, Hayu HaKol Yodin, let's say everyone knows, Sh'rov B'nei Adam Mechanse Leket, that the majority of what this fellow has in his house is Leket, still, Afilu Kein Einin Eman, he's not believed to say that he was given flour as Leket, or according to some Mefarshim, we're talking about Maaser Ani as well. In other words, he's never believed to say that he was given it in its flour form. It has to be that it was given to him in its wheat kernel form, not in any other form. Samach Tesman, based on the topic, the Gemara continues, Tani, we have a Braiser of Yudan Imer of Yudan says, Magam Shanagul Liyah is Darchan al Ayolais. If it's a place where it's common practice where they press the Ayolais, meaning the Baal Bayis, he'll collect all the Ayolais instead of leaving them for the Aniyim, he'll turn it into wine, and then he'll distribute that wine to the Aniyim, so that's the normal practice. So Ani Nema Leimer, Yayin Zeshel Ayolais, who, in Ani, who's an Am Ares, is believed to say that this wine is Ayolais. And with the Chavasa, similarly, we could say that Makam Shanagul Liyah is Maiskin Zesinikov, if it's a place where it is common practice for the Baal Bayis to pick these Zesinikov and turn them into olive oil. So then Yeheha Ani Namon Laimar Shemin Zeshel Zesinikofu. The Ani is believed to say that this olive oil that I was given, it came from Zesinikof. Now the Mishnah concluded by saying that Amonim Al Yarek Vechulu, that an Ani who's an Amaris, is believed to say that this little bit of cooked vegetables that I have is Maiser Ani. And the reason why he's believed to say that is because, as we had said, it's common that a person might start cooking a vegetable stew or something like that and realize they forgot to take off Maiser Ani, so they'll take off Maiser Ani after it's finished being cooked. Now the Gemara brings a story. Elin the base Asi, the people of Asi's house, Bishl and Yarek, they cooked some vegetables, Anshin Mitakne. They forgot to mitakne them, meaning they forgot to take off Maaser Ani. So Saul Gamliel Zuga, Gamliel Zuga, which means Gamliel the barber, he went, Mitakne Min Gai Lifsa, he was mitakne them from the inside of the pot, meaning he took some vegetables out of the pot and gave them to the Ani, so we have a story to support this. And moving on to Halacha Dalid. Now we're going to be talking about distributing Maaser Ani. So there's two different ways that the Aniyim could get their Maaser Ani. Either it's left for them to divide among themselves, or if the Baal Bayis had a lot of Maaser Ani, they could come to the Gairen, the threshing floor, and he would distribute Maaser Ani to them. Now, as we're going to see in the Gemara, when he's distributing Maaser Ani, he has to give them enough for two sudais, meaning whatever he's giving them has to be enough for them to have two sudais of. So the Mishnah tells us, Ein Paichsin Aniyim B'Gairen, when the Baal Bayis is distributing Maaser Ani in the Gairen and the threshing floor, he's not allowed to give them less than the following, Mechatzi Kav Chitim. He has to give them at least half of a Kav of Chitim, the Kav Sa'irim, and a Kav of barley. Now, Rav Meir argues, and he says, that the Baal Bayis only has to give them half a kav of barley. Moving on to other things, kav chetzi kusman, if he's giving them spelt, he has to give them a kav and a half, v'kav groig rice, a kav of dried figs, oy mana dvela, or a mana of pressed figs. Rabbi Kiva argues pras, that he only has to give them half a mana of pressed figs, chetzi lug yayin, he has to give them half a lug of wine, Rabbi Kiva Omer Revius only has to give them a quarter of a lug of wine, Revius Shemen, if he's giving them oil, he has to give them a revius of a lug, Rabbi Kiva Omer, he argues shminas, that he only has to give an eighth of a lug, ushar kol paris, and all other fruits, or all other produce that he's distributing, Amar Abishol. Abishol says, how much does he have to give them? Kidei shiyim kareem v'yikach bahen mazon shtei sudais. He has to give them enough that they could sell this amount that they were given, and they're able to buy food for two sudais. Which means when he's distributing apples, for example, he doesn't have to give them the amount of apples that they would be eating in two sudais. He gives them the amount of apples that if they would sell those apples, they would have enough money to buy two full meals. Now the Gemara brings a braisa that continues giving us measurements. Tani, we have a braisa. Raiva ayrez. He has to give a quarter of a kav of rice. Now we change the next word to the word ochla, tavlin. He has to give an ochla of spices. What's an ochla? So an ochla is 1/20 of a kav. Litra yarek, he has to give a litra of vegetables. Shloshes kav and charuvin, 3 kav of carob. Chatzi lug yayin, half a lug of wine. Revias shemen, a quarter of a lug of oil. Asara gaizen, 10 nuts. Chamisha farsakin, 5 peaches. Shnei rimainin, 2 pomegranates, but esrog yachod and 1 esrog. Now the Gemara asks, my time, why is this? Where do we get this from? So as we already explained, and now we have the pasuk to support this, the pasuk tells us, v'achlu b'sharecha v'saveyu, and they shall eat it in your gates, and they shall be satisfied. What do we learn from here? Ten loy kidei soivai, give him enough that he'll be satisfied. And the chacham were mishayer, that that's 2 sudas worth. Now cheske shol la'avai, cheske asked his father, menal ilin shiur haya, where do we get all these shiurim from? So Amalei, his father told him, ahan swara, take this little pebble, and samach hadab rata, support a huge tree with this little pebble. Now, there's many different explanations to what his father was trying to tell him. We're going to go with the following one. That his father was telling him, we only have one pasuk. The pasuk is v'achol b'sharecha v'saveyu, that you should give him kidei sviha, and that's considered like a little pebble. Now, on this little pebble, we're able to support a massive tree, meaning we're able to describe all this shiurim that we just mentioned previously in the Mishnah and in the Braisa on this one little pebble, on this one little pasuk, and this all comes from the estimation of the chachamim. The chacham estimated that all these amounts are enough for two meals. Now, the one contains Rav Chananya, Hava Yosef, Kumei, Rabbi Rabbi Ela. We changed it from Rabbi Eli to Rabbi Ela. Rabbi Hananya was sitting in front of Rabbi Ela. Vehu Amar Tamin, and Rabbi Ela was trying to give a reason for these shurim. Vehu Sasar, and Rabbi Hananya was knocking it down. Amar Tamin, he would try to give another reason. Vehu Sasar, and Rabbi Hananya would knock it down. So Amalei Rabbi Ela told him, Loi, switch the girsa to the word Kulon Mistar. You shouldn't be knocking down and refuting everything. Elamivni, you should be trying to build it up. You should be trying to find a support for this, not trying to show how it's wrong. Now the Gemara brings a brisa that contradicts something we said previously. Amar Amar Amana says, Tanya, we have a brisa, Arba Litrin. That when he's distributing vegetables as Maaser Ani, he has to give 4 litrin and not 1 litra, as we had said at the beginning of the Gemara. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.